Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Coffee Break English Show. I'm Josie.
And I'm Maurizio. And in these weekly episodes, we help you improve your English.
You can subscribe to the podcast feed wherever you usually listen to podcasts. Or if you're watching the video version of this, why not subscribe to our channel on YouTube?
Josie, what are we talking about today?
Well, today's topic is when to use how much and how many in questions.
Okay, how much? How many?
That's right. Let's get started. So, Maurizio, how much, how many? Can you tell us the difference between them?
Yes. So we use how many with countable nouns, and we use how much with uncountable nouns.
Exactly.
I'll give you an example with how many. Mm-hmm. For example, I can ask you, how many siblings do you have?
And I would say I have one sister, one sibling.
Right. If you ask me that question, I would say I have one sister and one brother. Because we can count our siblings, people.
That's right. Yeah, we count them. We have one, four, five.
Exactly.
How many? For example, Maurizio, how many microphones are there in this room?
Okay, well, in the video, we can see two microphones, but there are so many microphones in this room.
But you can see two. Yeah, one, two. We can count them. So as you said, we use the word many with countable nouns.
And as I was saying, we use how much with uncountable nouns. Now, Josie, in my language, in Italian, we don't really have this notion of countable nouns and uncountable nouns.
Oh.
So could you explain that to everyone watching and listening?
Yeah. So an uncountable noun is basically something that we don't count. And we think of it as one mass. We talk about them in general, but we don't count these things specifically.
Okay.
So usually we're talking about things like liquids, water. We don't say one water.
Okay.
We can't count it because it's just one thing.
Okay. What about coffee? Because we say a coffee. I'll have a coffee.
We do.
For example.
Coffee is a little difficult when we're talking just about the liquid in my cup.
Okay.
It's coffee. We don't count it. I like coffee.
Okay.
But if I offer you a coffee, mm-hmm. I can say, Maurizio, would you like a coffee?
Okay. And in that sense, you mean a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
Example. Okay.
That's right. I'm just not saying a cup of.
Okay. I'm just saying a coffee.
That's right.
Okay.
Exactly. So more uncountable nouns. Can you give us some examples of some more?
I think, so we said liquids, water, coffee, milk.
Yeah.
I think we can also include in uncountable nouns, time.
Yes.
For example.
Mm-hmm.
Or information.
That's right.
For example.
Yeah. So if I'm asking you questions about these things, I use how much. So I can ask you, how much time does it take you to get to work?
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I would answer this with a quantity, probably.
Yeah.
I would use hours or any measurement of time. It takes me 2 hours to go to work. But the concept of time is uncountable in English.
That's right.
Okay.
So it's like the word time is uncountable when we think about the grammar. Mm-hmm. But of course, we have to count time in life.
Of course.
So as you said, we use the words hours and minutes and seconds to make time countable.
Yeah. Okay.
What about money then? If I ask you, how much money do you have in your pocket right now?
And I can say, I'm going to lie. I'm going to say, for example, I have £20 in my pocket.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there, the word money is uncountable. How much money? Mm-hmm. But when you answer,
the money, we actually count money. €1, €2, £1, £2. The money in general, as a noun, as a concept, is uncountable.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. We also have a lot of other food, which is uncountable.
Okay.
So we have bread.
Yes.
Rice.
Yes.
Because we don't count the individual tiny bits of rice. Mm-hmm. And pasta.
Of course.
As well.
Pasta. But of course, we can always refer to a slice of bread.
Yeah.
Or a bowl of pasta and so on.
That's
right.
You
can use quantities to talk about the quantity of an uncountable noun like bread, pasta, or rice.
That's right.
Okay.
Exactly.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. So we've talked about quite a lot of countable and uncountable nouns. So let's think again more about the words much and many.
Okay.
So we know that we use how much for uncountable nouns and how many for countable nouns when we're asking questions. But what about how to answer these questions?
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
So, Maurizio, I could ask you, how much ice cream do you have in your freezer at home?
Okay. Well, actually, I don't have much ice cream in my freezer,
which is
very sad.
That is sad.
It is sad. Yeah.
So you don't have much ice cream. This is a negative answer. And for negative answers, we also use much. I don't have much ice cream. I don't have much time, for example. What about, Maurizio, you live in Scotland, of course. How much rain is there in Scotland?
Okay, I can answer this by saying there is a lot of rain in Scotland.
Yes. And here, for this affirmative or positive answer, we use a lot of.
Yes.
We can't say there is much rain. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. No. It works for negative answers, but not for positive answers.
That's right. Mm-hmm. For positive answers, we use a lot of.
Okay.
That's right.
So a lot of rain, not much rain.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So what about questions for countable nouns then?
Okay.
You already asked me before.
Yeah. How many siblings do you have?
Exactly. And I said, I have one sibling.
Okay.
So in the answers, we can just count. We can give the exact number.
Okay. Yeah. Can we use many in answers? Can I say I have many siblings?
Yeah, we can. We can use many or we can use a lot of.
Okay.
So if I had 12 siblings, for example, I could say I have a lot of siblings.
Okay.
I see. I have many siblings.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Maurizio, what about if I ask you, how many books have you read this month?
Okay. Not many books, I have to say. I have read 2 books this month.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, you said, I haven't read many books, not many books.
Yes.
So when we give a negative answer, and we're talking about countable nouns like books.
Yep.
We use not many.
Not many.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Good. So much for uncountable nouns, many for countable nouns. Shall we practice a little bit?
I think we should practice a little bit. Yeah.
Let's give our listeners the chance to practice as well. So we are going to give the answers to some questions.
Okay.
And our listeners have to think of the question.
Okay.
And the question will always be with how much or how many. So the first answer is, I have 5 dogs. Let's give our listeners time to think of a question with how much or how many. Okay, Maurizio, what's the answer?
So the question to this answer
is
how many dogs do you have?
Perfect.
For example.
How many dogs? Dogs are countable.
Yep.
We can count them.
It's a plural noun, so we know that it's countable. So we go straight to how many?
Exactly.
There we go.
Yep. Okay, do you have an answer to
give? Okay, so for example, I can say, I don't drink much tea during the day.
Good.
Okay, let's think if we want to use how much or how many to form the question for this answer.
Okay, have you got it? I'll give you the answer. I think the answer, the question, the question to your answer would be, how much tea do you drink during the day?
Very good.
Yeah.
Yep. So in how much did you drink during the day? And I used not much in my answer. I said, I don't drink much tea during the day.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay. That's it for today.
We hope you enjoyed this lesson about how much and how many.
Remember, you can see all of the examples that we've given about how much and how many, and all the information written down in the blog post about this lesson. You can find the link for that in the description.
And if you'd like more help with your English, you can get free email lessons visiting coffeebreaklanguages.com/English and sign up to our mailing list.
And Maurizio, how many free lessons can people get in their inbox?
You can get a lot of free mini lessons.
Good to hear. Look out for our next mini lesson in your inbox. See you soon.
See you soon and happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.